me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
And we're going to run an audible here. We thought we would have the soccer game on just a little bit later, but we're going to move it up here at 12 minutes before 6 on AM 1400 KJ.
We interrupt.
And coming up, we will throw it out to Matt Greenwood. He is at DeSoto High School tonight for this evening's soccer game.
Yes, that is what we are doing here tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. Girls soccer on KJF and on AM 800 at KREI. We welcome in those listeners as well. All right, JV game played one half, and it went 1-1 DeSoto and North County, and so that means an earlier start for varsity. It's the same teams, DeSoto girls 0-1 this year, led by head coach Nate Reiser, and North County 2-1 under 13th-year head coach Bill Farr. North County coming off a 1-0 win over Sykeston, game 3 of 3 this week. They got one more tomorrow against Hillsborough, but of course they are focused on this one here tonight against the DeSoto squad that can be potentially dangerous. They've got a good midfield, some forwards that are capable of putting the ball in the back of the net, and so we are very excited to see what's going to play out here tonight. I got a broadcast partner for our girls' soccer game. Welcome from DeSoto Soccer, as a matter of fact, Clayton Patterson. Clayton joining us here to basically be the wise guy, the guy that knows what he's talking about, because this guy kind of knows but doesn't know too much. But anyway, Matt Greenwood here with you, and Clayton Patterson as well. Clayton, say hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
No problem. All right, see, there we go. We're off to a good start. He said hello, all nice and beautiful, so let's do this thing. All right, it's the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ludington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve is one location, or on the Outer Service Road at the Ludington exit. You can go online 24/7 at fleegs.com. We have conversations with both coaches, Bill Farr of North County, followed by Nate Reiser of DeSoto, and we'll have those for you coming up here in just a minute on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. It's girls soccer on KJF and KREI.
Jason, what are you doing?
Well, Dirt Diva, if you must know, I'm rehearsing for the next commercial. I'm going to offer the sweetest deal.
How sweet?
So sweet. Right now, get a Massey Ferguson GC1705 compact tractor with a loader for just $10,999 cash price.
What did you just say?
Right now, get a Massey Ferguson GC1705 compact tractor with a loader for just $10,999 cash price.
I heard you the first time, Mar Mouse. This is a sweet deal. Get a Massey Ferguson GC1705 compact tractor for just $10,999.
Hey, that's my line.
Fleegs Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
Online 24/7 at fleegs.com.
Comtree is excited to announce our capital campaign for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to be part of a life-saving project that will ensure a safe home for women and children of domestic violence. A Safe Place, the only domestic violence shelter in Jefferson County, has been empowering victims for over 31 years and needs your help to build transitional housing. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place.
Keeping up with your vehicle's routine maintenance is essential. Hi, this is Joe Clemens with St. Paul GM Power. It doesn't matter whether you're coming to us for an oil change, tire rotation, or brake inspection. We'll handle every job with the same expertise and professionalism. Here at St. Paul, our top priority is just that, ensuring you're safe on the road at all times. That's why we're proud to be home to a service center you can trust to keep your vehicle in excellent condition. Why go anywhere else? See St. Paul GM Power, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Comtree is excited to announce our capital campaign for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to be part of a life-saving project that will ensure a safe home for women and children of domestic violence. A Safe Place, the only domestic violence shelter in Jefferson County, has been empowering victims for over 31 years and needs your help to build transitional housing. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2.
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work. There's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Matt Green, we're back on the Fleas Equipment pregame show here on KJF and KREI, speaking to Bill Farr, head coach of the North County Lady Raiders. Some girls soccer for you tonight, and coach, a big 1-0 win over Sykeston yesterday. Give us some details of that game.
That was a good win. They got a little girl that is so fast, and we played tough against her. We scored right off the possession of second half, the start of second half, and then it was like pull your hair out for 39 and a half minutes playing defense and playing tough, and they did it. They were very well disciplined.
Who got the game-winning goal for you?
Ella Gant got the game-winning goal. We play a little start just to have fun with the start, and it kind of worked backwards, but it ended up with the same result.
Right. DeSoto, they've only played one game. They got shut out by a really good Farmington team, and coming in, it seems like midfield is where they like to really play through. What's your assessment of them at this point?
They're always strong. They're going to be okay as long as we have our legs underneath us and play possession ball. I think we'll be okay. But again, soccer is one of those sports that anybody can win. Sometimes it's who scores first.
Very true. And you guys did that last night.
Yes, sir.
So, all right, best of luck to you. We'll see you afterwards, coach.
Thank you.
As Bill Farr, head coach of the North County Lady Raiders, we'll hear from the home team. Nate Reiser, head coach of the DeSoto Lady Dragons, next on the Fleas Equipment pregame show.
Business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
We are the sons of Union veterans of the Civil War, the descendants of the Union soldier, sailor, marine, and revenue cutter serviceman. If you care to join us in honoring those who defended this nation during its bloodiest conflict and preserve the memory of the boys who wore the blue, then join us today. Visit our website at www.suvcw.org. Remember, it is not what you pay to be a member. It is the cost your ancestor paid for you to be eligible.
Matt Greenwood back on the Fleas Equipment pregame show on KJF and on AM800 at KREI, speaking to Nate Reiser, head coach of the DeSoto Lady Dragons. Girls soccer for you tonight. And, coach, I know you only got one game under your belt. Kind of learned a little bit about your team and what you kind of need to work on. And you went over it with me earlier in the week, but just kind of repeat that for our listeners.
Well, we're still in the beginning stages, so it's a learning process. That's really what I'm looking for. Do we learn something from every game? Do we do the same mistakes over and over, or can we learn from every scenario? Because soccer's tough. It's not coach directed. You know, football, you got to hit a certain gap, or basketball, you got to run a certain play. Soccer is learning where your teammates are and where the opponents are in every situation. So every scenario is a little bit different than the one before, and so that's challenging in soccer. And so it's a learning process for the girls, figuring out in every situation what they should and shouldn't do.
When it comes to the X's and O's tonight, where do you feel like it's best suited for you to be able to maybe have an advantage here tonight?
Well, I think we've lost a couple girls to injuries already, which I've heard a couple other teams are in the same boat. So I was hoping to kind of work the sidelines, but I think we're going to try and stay strong and just honestly beat it right down the middle because of those injuries.
All right, very well. Coach, we'll talk to you after the game. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Matt.
That's Nate Reiser, head coach of the DeSoto girls soccer team, joining us here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. We've got kickoff next.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every aim for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Matt Greenwood back with you at DeSoto High School, home of the Dragons, taking on North County, the Lady Raiders. Girls soccer for you on KHF and KRAI. We are in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. We have come back as the national anthem is getting set to play, so we'll go ahead and take a break as it plays and come back with your starting lineups and kick off.
Hi, it's Julie Berghaus with Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy in Farmington. There is absolutely nothing more frustrating than having to spend hours and even days trying to get your prescriptions filled. That's why it's time to come see me in Maple Valley right next door to Dollar General. We can take care of you and your family's medications quickly and efficiently. We are a preferred provider for most insurance plans, and we will take care of you with excellence. Making you number one is what makes us number one at Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
See the difference, the Munganass difference at Munganass St. Louis Honda. South Lindbergh is your home to great deals. Just look for the Munganass name, especially Munganass St. Louis Honda, the proud recipient of the 2018 J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence Award and a Better Business Bureau Tarch Award winner. And while you're there, check out the new 2019 Honda Passport. It's your passport to the future, and Munganass has it. See more at stlouishonda.com. Honda makes the car. Munganass makes the difference. For J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
All right, that voice you just heard right there, Clayton Patterson. He's a defensive player, senior for the DeSoto boys soccer team, and joining us here on the broadcast, the brave soul that he is, as we get ready for DeSoto girls soccer. They are hosting North County, starting lineups being introduced to the crowd at hand here at DeSoto High School. And, well, let's go ahead and play a little catch-up and get to your Presbyterian Manor starting lineups. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. We'll begin with DeSoto at the top. You got two forwards, Bailey Howard, a sophomore, and Maddie Young, a junior. Then you have five midfielders, Amy Reiser, Macy Wills, Christina Merritt, Cordelia Coleman, and Emily Patterson. And then on the back line, going with a three-man back, Coach Nate Reiser choosing Cameron Paley, Jesse Short, and Emily Smith. And in goal, it's number zero, Abby Pope. For the visiting North County Raiders, on the back line, Ashlyn Moore, a junior, Emily Veach, a sophomore, Dee Berg, a junior, and Kaylee Winch, a junior as well. Coach Bill Farr has in the midfield a four-man crew there. Kaylee Stevens, Maddie Oder, Julie Farr, and Ella Gant, all four sophomores. And then two forwards at the top, Bailey Roken and Jill Ruck. And in goal for North County is number 12, Brianna Morgan. All right, let's give you our Doe Run Company weather update. The Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future in DeSoto. Sunset scheduled for 7:12. It's hiding behind this overcast sky. We'll get down to about 37 for your low tonight. But as for game time temperature, 62% humidity, feels like 48. A wind out of the west at 9 miles an hour. 0.1 inch of precipitation today. Must have been earlier this morning. Good air quality. Air quality index number is 36. All right, so that is your starting lineups and your Doe Run Company weather update. As we get ready for kickoff between DeSoto and North County, let's go ahead and do your Serenity Hospice Care uniform check. Peace of mind when you need it most. DeSoto's wearing their home greens, tops, and shorts with a white double stripe down the left and right side with white numbers and a black trim and some long green socks. For North County, they're in their road whites. They've got a navy blue numbers, some long white socks, and looks like black trim around that navy blue as well. So good-looking jerseys, good-looking night for some soccer. The lights are on here at DeSoto's football stadium. That's where they play the games. And so we've got yard markers for you, and the ball is at the big dot right in the middle of the field at the 50-yard line. Players huddling up one last time. Now they break. North County will approach the ball. They won the toss and are going to go ahead and kick off this game. Or maybe so. I don't know. Looked like number 19, Ella Gant, walked up to the ball and was ready to take it, but I guess she found out. Nope, DeSoto's going to start this game off kicking. Again, got Clayton Patterson here with us, DeSoto's senior defender for the DeSoto boys soccer team. Clayton, I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, we'll see what the young man has in that knowledge box up there. As North County is in possession after DeSoto tried a long kick forward, and the North County takes it out of bounds, and DeSoto, going right to left, will throw it in. And the throw is in. North County dispossesses DeSoto, and they kick it back into the path of Jesse Short. Ball dribbling about between three dragon bodies. Pressure applied there by Jill Ruck, and able to win the ball is actually elegant. She tries to go wide from the midfield and comes near side as North County going left to right, but the ball goes out of bounds, looking for Kaylee Stevens. A bigger part of Maddie Oder. So DeSoto with a throw in around the 20-yard line. They've got quite the distance to go to get to the other end. They'll throw it in, and a handball that is not called on North County. Then getting kicked in the face with the ball was Cordelia Coleman. And the ball stays in place somehow as North County has it. And they move forward to the 30, but DeSoto able to take it away. DeSoto near midfield. Loses possession. Kicking it away is Kaylee Winch, as she kicks it along that 40-yard line out of bounds, and it will roll up against the hurdles that are leaned up against the fence that protects the fans from the soccer ball. So it's DeSoto's throw-in, and we've got Cameron Paley, a sophomore, launching it about 20 yards forward. It bounces to the back line and kicking it away. Ashlyn Moore, she clears the line there, and it comes out of bounds. And DeSoto earns another throw as Cordelia Coleman tracks down the loose ball outside the lines. The North County and DeSoto JV teams played one half earlier this evening, and they tied at 1-1. A free kick taken within about 10 minutes or so left in the match, taken by DeSoto to tie it up. And, so good job on the JV DeSoto team to come from behind 1-0 to tie it up. All right, ball's near midfield. North County has it. Pushing it forward with the right toe is Jill Ruck. And bringing it down is Bailey Roken. She turns and lobs one over, intended for Maddie Oder, and DeSoto able to knock it away. And here comes another throw for North County. And throwing that one in is Maddie Oder. She launches it forward. Good air underneath it, and heading it away off the line is Emily Smith, but right into the path of a North County Raider. Now just outside the 18-yard box, now inside of it, trying to take her shot. Couple of deflections, and finally one is going to go through as Bailey Roken sticking with it from the middle of the 18-yard box. Gets it right past the right arm of Abby Pope, in North County within the first 3 minutes has the first goal of the game. They lead 1-0. Clayton just unfortunate there with the ball bouncing North County's way. They tried it a couple of times. Emily Smith, Jesse Short, Cameron Paley, they were getting blocks in there, but eventually North County sticks with it, sticks it in.
Yeah, they have a problem kicking the ball at the ball. If they can hold all their kicking back, I think they can keep the pressure on and not have them go by.
Coach Reiser always talking about possession football. Coach Farr likes to say the same thing, and that's kind of what it comes down to in high school ball. The more you possess the soccer ball, the higher chances you have of putting the ball in the net. So DeSoto, with that in mind, will try to keep it near the midfield. As it bounces over the head of Bailey Howard, Maddie Young will bring it down. Then Young has to chase it as the ball got away, and clearing the back line is Ashlyn Moore. So the goal again to Bailey Roken, who actually was not initially listed or not initially expected to start this game, but she does come in, and Bailey Roken, the senior, able to put North County ahead. Ball picked up by the goalkeeper, Brianna Morgan, just outside her 6-yard box and actually towards the edge of the 18-yard box. Now she'll boot this one deep. North County again going left to right. Good launch there, by the way, for Morgan. DeSoto brings it down on the other side of the 50-yard line. Now they collect it in the midfield. And a pass there by Jordan Landis. Oh, beg your pardon, not Jordan Landis. Couldn't quite tell who that was. Maybe 16, Christina Merritt. Her pass is stolen by North County. They kick it up along the sideline. DeSoto trying to wrestle it away. And now near midfield between the hashes, chasing the ball is Ella Gant. DeSoto wins it but gives it right back. Here's Gant on top of the ball, right foot, dribbling back to her left now. Tries to get it beyond the midfield, and it's knocked down there by Cordelia Coleman. DeSoto on the move forward from right to left, stretching it wide, Macy Wills. Wills going to be tracked down by two Raider defenders. Raiders take it away. Skip one along the sideline there, and DeSoto's able to get it right back. On the far side of the pitch, going right to left, it is DeSoto. Emily Patterson getting her foot to the ball, kicked it into the body of a Raider, bounces back into the path of Amy Reiser. Amy Reiser then loses it. So North County in possession of 1-0, just about 5 minutes into this first half. With the ball coming wide on the near side, Oder has it taken away, but it's kicked out of bounds by Emily Smith. North County to launch it forward. Ball gets over the defender's head. North County with a chance to turn around and take a shot, but no, stepping in was Cameron Paley to go ahead and knock that one away for a corner kick. And so North County will bring some bodies forward. Looks like they've got seven that are ready to attack this corner kick. So taking the corner will be Julie Farr, a sophomore right-footed kicker. Throws up the right arm, says, all right, teammates, get ready. Here comes the ball. There it goes. And getting a hand to it was Abby Pope. She tried to punch it away, but it went over her fist and into the back of the net. So an odd way to score a goal, but Julie Farr able to knock it in. Maybe some knuckling action on that one as Abby Pope came to her near post, tried to punch it away, and it rolled off of her knuckles and into the back of the net. 2-0 North County. We are just about 6 minutes into this game. Obviously, a good effort there by Pope covering her near post, which is what a goalkeeper should do on a short corner like that, Cameron, but Clayton. But just, I guess, just didn't get the timing right.
Yeah, North County definitely has the rhythm right now. It seems like they're controlling the ball for most of the possessions going.
All right, North County attacking once more, gets it in the 18-yard box, and Abby Pope comes off her line to clear it away. But now she's out of her net there and taking an effort from about 45 yards out and pushing it way wide and out of bounds for a goal kick. That was number 19, Ella Gant. Ella Gant, by the way, had the game-winning goal last night for North County over Sykeson, a 1-0 victory there. Sykeson, a very, very tough team, North County. This is her third game in as many nights, and trying to take part of her jersey off, I don't know why. Ella Gant had the ball kicked right to her from Pope. She wins it, tries a 30-foot pass down the right sideline intended for Maddie Oder, and it goes out of bounds. 2-0 North County, 33-10 to play in this first half, and it's going to be Ella Gant coming off the field. Subbing in for her is Emma Becker, and Gant continuing to struggle. Oh, I think she was wearing a little jacket there, wasn't she? And she was trying
to get
that
off. Yeah, she was like an
undershirt. it's almost like she knew she was coming off the field and thought maybe just a couple of minutes ago she was going to get subbed in, and now she finally does. And it's a goal kick for DeSoto. Ball near midfield as we speak. Macy Wills collects it, tries a through ball. Maddie Young on the chase. She has a burst of speed. Two defenders behind her. Maddie Young pokes it towards the goal. And Brianna Morgan able to push it aside with both hands. But it will be a corner kick for the Dragons. Wow, Maddie Young got some speed, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's a good play by Macy Wills with a through ball.
Yeah, that was a beautiful one. It was bouncing forward, had great pace to it. Maddie Young pretty quick as well. Unfortunately, a good save there by Brianna Morgan. So from the near corner down to our left, it's a corner kick for the Dragons. The ball is there. It's a low liner. That is kneed out of bounds behind the net by Emma Becker, and DeSoto will get to try it again. The designated corner kicker is Macy Wills. Wills, as Clayton mentioned earlier, a good through ball to Young. Here comes the corner kick that will go outside the 18-yard box to the far side of the field. Maddie Young chases it down, but North County strips it away. Ball out too far for Maddie Oder, and she loses it. Ball ricocheting around, and finally North County collects it, and then one of the defenders kicks it into the chest of her own teammate, Aaron Gantz, and it goes out of bounds. Minutes, 15 seconds to play in this first half. It is 2-0 North County. Matt Greenwood with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Here's Maddie Young taking it outside 18-yard box, tries to slide one towards the goal, and off her line, fielding it with two hands, is Brianna Morgan. She'll tuck it, stare at the field, drop the ball, and kick it forward. About 25 yards or so, bounces off the body of Bailey Roken, the first goal scorer of the game. Still near midfield, North County still in possession. A back pass and now a kick forward by Julie Farr, all the way up the far left sideline. And the defender there, number 8, Cameron Paley, will let that one roll out of bounds. And was that on the right side or the left side of the
flag?
It was
the right side. It's a goal kick.
All right, so it is a goal kick. Tough to tell the angle from up here. Again, this is the DeSoto football stadium that we're at, and that ball was on the far side of the pitch. So a little bit more difficult to see exactly what angle it was going out on.
Abby Pope actually has an ankle problem from basketball season, so that's why she doesn't get many opportunities to have goal kicks.
So
that's why Amy Reiser takes over.
There you go. Good eyes there. All right. So North County able to take that supposed or the adjusted goal kick by Amy Reiser, the midfielder. And North County grabbed it. Try to kick it forward. DeSoto took it back. They launch it forward as well. Maddie Young surrounding the defender. Forces a bad pass. North County, though, still in possession. As with it is Aaron Gantz. Gantz trying to get aside from the midfielder there, and she does, and pokes it forward along the left sideline. And Jill Ruck sends it to the middle of the field between the hashes. DeSoto intervenes, and there's a whistle and I think an offside call on North County. We are 10 minutes and about 45 seconds into this match, and it's 2-0 North County. They are seeking to go 3-1 this season. They got another Jefferson County opponent tomorrow night in the Hillsboro Hawks, who got blanked by Northwest yesterday, 5-0. Northwest, another Jefferson County school, off to a good start. Amy Reiser sends it forward for DeSoto on a free kick after the offside called on North County, but the Raiders are in possession. Pass from Emily Veach to the near sideline. And then pushing it forward, Maddie Oder along that same line. On the chase is Emma Becker. And watching that one go out of bounds is Paley for a goal kick. So again, Amy Reiser, due to the ankle injury for Abby Pope, will go ahead and set up for a goal kick here. As coming into the game for the first time, it is senior Rose Thomas. And she'll line up on the back three. Coming off the pitch is Jesse Short. So Amy Reiser takes the kick, gets it about 25 yards forward, and North County intercepts it. Emma Becker has it taken away. And that appears to be Christina Merritt, who's able to take it away, kick it forward about 20 yards, but North County gets it back. Maddie Oder loses it. Then North County able to get it back. Julie Farr, though, loses it once more. Here's Maddie Young. Young to the 20, about 30 yards away. Gets past Winch, the defender. Here comes the goalkeeper, Morgan, and she slides to her knees, palms the top of the ball with her right hand, and is able to keep that one away from Young. Another great scoring chance for DeSoto that falls by the wayside. This time, Young could not get the shot off.
Yeah, if you can get a through ball to Young, she can get off to the races. She's pretty fast for her for being a girl.
Young knocks out one forward with the top of her ankle, but North County clears their line, and they clear it nicely as they're in possession going left to right, but a lob pass about 30 yards to the near side is too far as Jill Ruck was looking for Matty Oder. And number five, Gantz. Or beg your pardon, Becker. All right, so DeSoto throw in. They do. It's right. It lands. The throw does in front of the DeSoto bench. And they've got it. Amy Reiser to launch it forward about 20 yards from one near hash to the far hash. North County steals it, kicks it forward. Aaron Gantz, though, cannot find a teammate there as Abby Pope comes off her line to kick it back into possession for DeSoto, but possession for literally half a second as North County takes it. Here's Becker stomping on top of the ball, able to gather it, get it through a defender's legs, and then stop there. DeSoto trying to get the ball back. They had it for 1 second, and there goes North County again. Ellie Gantt with a through ball from the midfield to the far left side. Chasing it down is Becker. She launches it forward into the box, and it's deflected out for a goal kick. And bigger part, that was number nine, Kaylee Stevens, that had that pass from just outside the box to inside the box. And with that ball going out behind the goal line, it's a corner kick. Taking it is Julie Farr. She scored the second goal of this game for North County. A little curling action on that one. It finds Kaylee Winch in the box. She whiffs on a shot, but it's deflected out towards the top. And line driving it into the left corner of the net is number 19, Ella Gantt. Two goals in two games for Ella Gantt as she puts North County three goals clear of the Dragons. It's 3-0 with 25 minutes and 44 seconds left to play in the first half. Well, those corner kicks have been dangerous.
Yeah, they're just being mishandled by the defensive ladies in the back.
So a different goal scorer this time. It goes to Gantt. So we've got Roken, Farr, and Gantt scoring for North County. They kick it off from the midfield already. DeSoto, though, lost it. Through ball from the midfield. Far left hash to the left sideline. Goes out of bounds. Overshooting her teammate was Ruck. So it's a DeSoto throw-in. And the throw is knocked back out of bounds by the Raiders. So where are you seeing here? Why is North County able to possess the ball so easily?
They're just not trapping the ball, especially on the throw-ins. They're mostly just letting North County get the first touch on it. So I think if they can get the first touch on it, I think they can keep the possession.
All right, very well. And putting a little pressure there, I believe that was Candace Nelson. I'm trying to look at the number, see if she turns. Oh, I believe that's actually Shelby Kohler who has come in to play midfield. So she put a little pressure on North County and forced a bad pass forward, allowing a free kick for the Dragons. And that free kick finds the North County Raider. And then trying to dribble it between the legs of the midfielder was Gantt. And she took it away but gave it right back. Now DeSoto on the charge. Just outside 18-yard box near the corner flag along the goal line. It's knocked away by the Dragons out of bounds. Another corner kick coming. And guess who's going to take it? Julie Farr. Last time they had a corner kick from that spot on the field, ball was batted around, and Gantt was able from the middle of the 18-yard box towards the top of it. It was a line one past Pope and into the back of the net. So here's that curling North County kick. This time DeSoto gets a foot to it and knocks it back out of bounds. Here comes corner number five for the Raiders. So far, two corner kicks for the DeSoto Dragons. All right, here comes number five, Julie Farr, far side of the pitch, which is all the way about 60, 75 yards away. And getting ahead on it on the far post, which is near side for us, was Matty Oder, but she did not have any power behind it. Pope there to secure it and kick it forward. So DeSoto, Pope finding her backup goalkeeper, Kohler. Kohler standing at a good 5'9" or 5'10", got some good height to her. And the ball pinballing around is finally knocked away by North County. Here comes a throw-in for DeSoto. It's going to be number five, Marissa Muzzy, junior midfielder. She launches it forward, trying to find Kohler around the 10-yard line. North County tries to get it out of bounds, but no, here's Maddie Young taking it in front of the corner flag and eventually knocked back away by North County. Emily Veach there defending Young, knocked it out of bounds. And another throw in for DeSoto. 22 minutes, 45 seconds, and counting here in this first half. It's 3-0 North County. Throw in near sideline, down to our left for Cameron Paley. into the 18-yard box. It pinballs around. North County tries to clear their line. A second effort to do so, but DeSoto picks it up near the 20. Now Amy Reiser will take a shot. Little side spin to it, but good hands there by Brianna Morgan to secure that one, the goalkeeper for North County. Now she'll boot it forward, looking for Becker. Becker chests it down, but right onto the foot of Muzzy. Muzzy, though, loses possession in the midfield. North County tries a line drive pass off the left foot of Ella Gant, but DeSoto intervenes. Ball bounces back out towards Farr. Farr kicks it forward, far sideline, and that one will roll out. And DeSoto gets another throw, but not before some subs coming in. For DeSoto, checking in is number 21, Cordelia Coleman. She was listed as one of the 11 starters. Also back in for DeSoto is Emily Smith. Coming off the pitch for the Dragons, Emily Patterson. And we got number 9 coming our way as well, and that's Jesse Short. So two defensemen come off, and a midfielder comes on for DeSoto. I think a defender and a midfielder.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 21 minutes to go. It's North County in possession outside the 18-yard box. Heading it forward is Becker into the path of the right foot of Maddie Oder, but her pass back towards the middle is knocked away towards the near sideline. On the chase, North County, they keep the pressure alive. They keep the ball in play. Here's Becker. Becker lost it outside the box. North County, though, gets it back around the 25-yard line here on the DeSoto football field. Kicks it forward. DeSoto watches it pinball around. Then they try it to clear their line. And it bounced up onto the right foot of number, was that 19, Ella Gant. And then Gant tried to basically rainbow it over Abby Pope, who was on the edge of her 6-yard box. And Gant just sent it too long and too far. So that one goes over the top bar. And it will be Amy Reiser to take the goal kick for Abby Pope. 3-0 North County here in the first half. 20 minutes and 20 seconds left. North County takes, able to steal away that goal kick there. And they try to stretch it out wide to the near sideline. Emma Becker on the chase cannot catch up to it. And it's going to be another kick, I believe. No, they're going to call it a throw-in.
Throwing on like the five-yard line.
Yep, a throw-in for Lindsey Duffner, Jr., for DeSoto, one of the subs. She throws it in, but right to the right foot of Becker. Becker dribbling it into the 18-yard box, turns from her left to her right, has the ball knocked away, gets it back to her left foot, and shoots it wide across the turf, wide left of the far goalpost. So another good effort there by North County, about 2 feet away from making it a 4-0 game.
Four substitutions for DeSoto coming into the game.
All right, reel them off for us.
Hannah Poe came in, Bailey Howard, Kim and Paley's back in the defensive spot, and oh no, I forgot her name.
You don't know her name, huh? That's all right.
She's a forage exchange student that just came in.
Oh, so. Merritt. Okay, Christina, yeah. Merritt, yeah.
Yeah, she definitely surprised Coach Nate coming into the season. She played basketball when she was she came from Spain.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And she played basketball, and they asked her to come out to play soccer, and she actually had a little bit of experience, I guess it was like free playing while she was there, and she was a big surprise coming to the season, so she got a starting spot.
Yeah, she did, right into the midfield mix, and Coach Reiser talking about Merritt. Before the season started for our season preview, which, by the way, you can still check out at MyMoInfo.com. Don't forget about it. By the way, during all of that, the ball was just going back and forth. There was a foul called on Ella Gant, who went shoulder to shoulder with Bailey Howard and did so illegally, and then a free kick for DeSoto that goes to the other side of the field, to the North County side. Now North County quickly onto the DeSoto end, but losing the ball out of bounds. Actually, it was Becker who was on the attack and kicking it away, out of bounds for a throw-in for North County. It was number 8 for DeSoto, Cameron Paley. So with the other 8 on the field, Oder launches it forward. And DeSoto will clear it towards the far right hash. On the chase again is Bailey Howard. And North County kicks it away out of bounds on the North County side of the field. That's the where the bench is, actually, on that side of the field, far side from us. And it's a throw-in for DeSoto. And it looks like Shelby Kohler is going to come off and Matty Young back on. Matty Young with two chances, really, in the first 15 minutes or so of this game to put DeSoto on the scoreboard. She got one shot off that was saved very nicely, pushed out of bounds by the goalkeeper, Morgan. And then the second one where she was on the chase, but Morgan alertly came off her line and was able to secure the ball right at the edge of the 18-yard box before Young could get a shot off. So who knows if she gets one of those in.
Yeah.
Could be a different ball game.
Now, Cameron Paley, she has the opportunity. She's a big danger threat if you can get in about 10 or 15 yards on a throw-in on the sideline. She can chuck it about 25 yards into the box. And that's like one of our biggest assets to the team.
Very cool. Throw-in on the far sideline for DeSoto. Tapped out by North County. Another throw-in earned for the Dragons. They have it on the North County end of the field. They are here at the DeSoto Football Stadium, so we got our yard markers to work with here. North County with a 30-yard pass, I should say, stretching it to the near side. And dribbling with it, Oder kicks it into the body of DeSoto and out of bounds. Last touch by Paley. North County with a quick throw-in, shouldering it down with the left shoulder. Was Emma Becker, but it rolls into the mitts of Abby Pope. 16 minutes to go in this first half. We've got three goals. Bailey Roken, Julie Farr, and Ella Gant. 37th minute, 35th minute, and 25th minute as they count the clock down in high school and college soccer. Once you get to the professionals, then the clock counts upwards for your extra time, which is not allowed, or not provided, I should say, in high school or college.
North County is still controlling the possession so far this game. DeSoto is really having a struggle trying to keep the ball and trying to distribute it.
Do you see the issues being more they're trying too many long balls, or you just think the pressure there by North County is greater?
The pressure is definitely there, and I think DeSoto just shine out on the ball when it's coming to them. I think they need a little bit of muscle up on that.
Right. After the throw in there by North County, heading it back to her goalkeeper was Howard, so Pope collects it and will try that right ankle as she kicks it forward and bringing it down. Who else? Bailey Howard, sophomore forward, but she has it quickly taken away by Julie Farr. Julie, J-U-L-I, no E. Ball in midfield near half. Through ball attempt is a beautiful one by Ella Gant. However, intercepting it is Emily Smith, and she'll roll it to the goal line. Did she actually get the last?
No. She did not touch it. She watched it go out of bounds because it tipped off.
All right.
Kaylee.
Tipped off. Okay. Tipped off Oder there, so it will be Amy Reiser to take the goal kick on the left side of the six-yard box, which is near side for us. All right, so Reiser launches it forward. Good boot there. Bounces over the midfielder's head. Gant, though, able to collect it after watching it go over her head. A little help there from her teammates. Gant now with the defender on her body at the 30. Kicks it forward to the left foot, and it will roll into the 18-yard box, scooped up there by Abby Pope. Pope drop kicks the ball forward and finds the right boot of Gant. Gant out of midair kicks it forward. Then the ball comes off the side of the right foot of Emily Smith. North County there to try to collect it, but unable to keep it in possession was Oder. It'll be a throw-in for the Dragons. And coming off the field is Marissa Muzzy for DeSoto. And on it is number 7, Macy Wills. DeSoto taking their time. North County also subbing, as a matter of fact, is Savannah Hazemeyer, freshman, checks in. She's tall. There's a throw in for DeSoto. And Hazemeyer gets her boot to the ball and kicks it out of bounds right next to the water cooler. It will be a throw in for the Dragons. Two-hand launch forward, Paley. Along the sideline, collected there by Howard. Howard tries to kick it away. And then Ella Gant tried to kick it forward and hit someone in the head. Couldn't quite tell who it was. But whoever it was, it seems to be okay. It must have gotten her arms up to protect her face. And that ball deflected off that girl and out of bounds. So under 13 minutes to play in this first half. Three goals within the first 15 minutes for North County. Here's a loose ball forward on the North County end of the field. Young on the chase. Inside the 10-yard line, just outside the 6-yard box, and rolls it off for a left foot into the path of Morgan. And Morgan will slow it down. Good pressure there, by the way, by Hannah Pogue, sophomore, who was able to take that pinball soccer ball and kick it forward for Young.
North County is definitely handling the pressure on those through passes. They're definitely man-marking them and making sure that they don't get passed.
Left foot passer by Gant, looking for her teammate Jill Ruck. Ruck, though, had it glance off the top of her left foot and into the arms of the goalkeeper, Pope. Pope sends it forward. Amy Reiser there in the midfield with Pogue. Reiser hits the turf, and that's because Ella Gant shoved her. And Ella Gant, upset, backheels the ball away from the midfielder there for DeSoto, but not so far away to where she might get carded for her reaction. So Amy Reiser, near midfield, kicks it forward to the right foot, about 30 yards to the 20. North County, though, intercepts it. Hazemeyer has it kicked forward, or does kick it forward, Hazemeyer, right out of bounds. I think they're going to say it came last off of Howard, though. So it'll be a North County throw-in. Two-hand toss in. Julie Farr finds the right foot of Emily Smith as the ball is knocked away out of bounds off of her right foot. Another throw in for North County, about 15 yards advance from the original throw. Again, Farr will try it. And it bounces up off the chest of Cameron Paley into the path of North County. And
it was a pass back.
Oh, they call it a pass back. Uh-oh. So that means a free kick should be coming from the spot of where Pope picked up the ball.
About the 7-yard line.
Yeah, so it's a very dangerous free kick coming. So Coach Reiser will throw in all the tall girls for a wall. He may be limited, though, into how many he can put on the wall.
They're about putting everybody inside the box, inside the goal.
Yeah, they are. 6 girls, I guess that's allowed. And the goalkeeper amongst that line. So
the left side of the goal is wide open.
Yes, it is. There we go. Now they start to spread out a bit. And someone comes off the line to protect the top of the 18-yard box. Coach Reiser still giving off instructions. Standing over the ball is Ella Gant. Looks like Julie Farr as well. Farr to the left of the ball. Behind the ball is Gant. Referee waiting to blow his whistle. Let's see what Farr does. Farr is going to touch the top of it.
Right
and,
through.
Yep, right through that wall. Top of the net. Second goal of the night for Ella Gant. And North County goes up 4-0 with 10:50 to play in the first half.
I don't think there's much that DeSoto could do right there. They've outstruck everybody inside the goal line.
Nope.
Happened to sneak right through them.
Yep, and you know, the smart thing that they did there was they kicked it to the part of the wall where Pope wasn't.
Yeah.
So that those girls could not use their hands. Which, if Pope was on that right side of the wall, I'm sure they come to the near post. So North County just smartly putting that ball in the back of the net. Again, Gant with her second goal. North County is 2-1 this year. They beat Valley Park 7-0, then lost to Fredericktown 4-0, and they beat Sykeston 1-0 last night. All those two of those games, those last two I mentioned, this week, and they'll get Hillsboro tomorrow. Far side of the pitch, North County going left to right. They lose it out of bounds. DeSoto with the throw-in. Cameron Paley, sophomore, gets some air underneath it. Finds the right foot of Farr. Farr has it trickle behind her. Then on the back line, it appears to be Aaron Gantz. Gantz tried to kick it forward. DeSoto intervened, and Maddie Young showing her frustration as she had a loose ball, had a chance to catch up to it, but couldn't quite do so. It went out of bounds, and it's going to be another North County throw. Now before we get some subs, Savannah Hasemeyer, freshman for North County, comes off the pitch in her place. It is number 8, Maddie Oder. Line drive, two-hand toss from out of bounds for North County. And DeSoto kicks it right back to the throw-in spot, and they'll collect it and go again. And that is Ashlyn Moore this time, tossing the ball in, looking for her teammate, number 22, Emma Goggle. She can't find her. DeSoto looking for possession on the North County end. They can't get there. North County clears the ball, then pushing it forward with the right foot, Emily Smith, back towards North County. North County chasing it behind them. Emily Veach tries a right foot pass to her teammate Gant on the near sideline. And intercepting that was Bailey Howard. Then Howard had it knocked off of her and out of bounds for a DeSoto throw. So they're getting closer here to the net with under 9 to play. DeSoto down 4-0, looking for at least one goal before the end of the first half. And there's a high boot on the throw-in. And that appeared to be number 16, Christina Merritt, who put her foot above her waist and made contact with the body of the Raider midfielder, applying the pressure there. That's an easy call for the ref. So North County with a free kick on the back end and kick it forward through the midfield onto the DeSoto side now. Bailey Howard trying to collect it after the pass there by Macy Wills, but North County picks it up. Yep, there's Gant with a left foot forward, about 30-yard launch. Now far side of the pitch, the cross in bounces into the arms of Abby Pope. And so DeSoto gets a chance to take a sigh of relief there as we approach the 8-minute mark of the first half. That cross in, by the way, I couldn't quite tell. Was that Veach on that far side?
I was not able to figure out who that was.
That's pretty far distance from us as North County has it in the middle of the field between the hashes, outside the 18-yard box, outside that arc, and a pass that was intended for an offside target, and so it'll be a free kick for Amy Reiser. Coach's daughter, Nate Reiser, the head coach. Amy Reiser is a midfielder for him, and he's also got a son, Nick Reiser, who's one of the best goal scorers in Jefferson County, if not the best.
He's All-State.
Yes, he is. All-State for a very good reason. All right, off that free kick, North County possesses it, but not for long. Pass forward for number 8. Matty Oder goes too far forward, and it's a throw-in for DeSoto. Be sure to stick around for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. We'll recap the goals for you. There's 4 of them, all belonging to North County. The road team with a dominating performance so far, and I think that one word that we could throw out there for the reason why they're winning this one, possession.
Kicked out of bounds by Bailey Howard.
All right, so Ella Gant, a right-handed thrower, will launch it into the field of play. Bounces over the head of her teammate, Emma Goggle, who gave it an effort. Ball goes behind her. North County DeSoto converge. It's DeSoto that wins the ball. Amy Reiser near midfield, outside the hash, near side. She loses it. Gant dribbling with it with her right foot to her left foot. Now a little jump, back heel kick. Blindly Gant trying to find her teammate Oder and could not do so. Nice fancy footwork, though.
Yeah.
But here's a wrestle for it. DeSoto losing it inside the 40. No, they get it back. And then bumped is Merritt in possession. Merritt sticks with it and then pushes it off a North County body. But it deflects over towards Macy Wills, who will get some air underneath that one as she kicks it 30-yard forward. But all the way to the goalkeeper, Morgan, who easily picks it up there. Kicks it forward with inside a 6 to play and a 4-0 lead for North County. Ball bouncing around. Charging forward and taking that one was Cordelia Coleman. Tries to stretch it wide to the near side, down to our left. North County clears the line. Bailey Howard chasing the loose ball, and she has it knocked off of her by Oder. Gant in possession. Gant has it stolen away by Amy Reiser. Reiser trying to find her teammate Howard to the left. Could not do so. North County, though, makes a mess of it. It's off the right boot of Maddie Young, and she sends it wide from about 25 yards out on the far side of the pitch, or the far right hash, I should say. Maddie Young tried her luck, and she pushed it far wide to the right goalpost. Shelby Kohler getting ready to check back in for DeSoto. So at this point, I guess for DeSoto, it's either get a goal or don't allow another.
Another player is taking off an undershirt for North County.
I guess it's getting kind of hot out there. Not for us. We're freezing.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. All right, so North County in possession of throw-in. After that substitution, North County, by the way, had a goal kick and went out of bounds off of DeSoto. So the throw-in results in a loose ball on the DeSoto end. And finally able to knock it away was Cameron Paley, as North County will get another throw. Giving up the passing or the throwing rights was Emma Goggle. Instead, she gives it to number 9, Kaylee Stevens. Stevens throws it into Goggle. Goggle with pressure from immediately behind by Reiser. Oh, beg your pardon, Coleman. Coleman takes it off the North County body. North County gets it back, and then again, Coleman kicks it away. Or actually, was that number 7, Wills? Yeah, that was Wills that knocked it out of bounds. Under 4 to play in this first half. Matt Greenwood with you.
And Clayton Patterson.
There we go, Clayton. All right, so a throw in for North County, but DeSoto possesses it. Kohler, blind right foot pass into the path of Wills, intercepted by North County, but they kick it away and out of bounds, and another throw for DeSoto. Another sub coming in for the Dragons. Bailey Howard's going to get a breather, and checking in is Emily Patterson. Throw in for DeSoto, and North County about 5 yards away from where the throw was, kicks it right back out. So a third consecutive throw for the Dragons. And they get it in. Ball pinballs around. Kicking it forward from the midfield was Wills. Maddie Young waiting for the defender to make a mess of it, and she does. Near side, Young has it down to our left. Young bumped. Ball towards the goal line, 5 yards away from the corner flag. Young on the turn. Kicks away to Kohler. Back to Young. They match in height. Kohler maybe a little bit taller, and Young loses the ball. And North County tries to clear their line. It will come off the body of Emily Patterson, a throw-in for the Raiders. So North County getting a little bit closer to the net, but not quite. 2:40 to play. Throw-in for the Raiders. And let's see, Gant was the last to touch it. So DeSoto gets the throw. A lot of throws. A lot of throws today. And a lot of throws to the other team, for each team, to the other team.
As definitely getting deflected every time they throw it in.
Yep.
By both sides.
Certainly is. Here's North County making the most of a loose ball there. There's Gant chasing it, applying pressure on the back of Smith, who is facing towards her own net. Smith finally gets it, rolls it off. Amy Reiser forward goes number 16, Christina Merritt. Merritt sends it to the middle of the field around the 50-yard line, and unable to hold on to it was Wills, as North County knocked it away to the other side of the field and out of bounds. Jesse Short, sophomore, throws it in for the Dragons just to the left of the North County bench. And North County knocks it away off of a head. Couldn't quite tell who it was, but another throw for DeSoto. Another ball bouncing around and knocked away again by North County. 90 seconds to go in the first half, 4-0 Raiders. 2 goals from Gant, 1 from Julie Farr, another one from Bailey Roken. DeSoto with the throw. North County, though, collects it. They kick it forward. Gant holds up play. And a loose ball there. And taking it is number 22, Emma Goggle. And then Goggle is knocked over by Pope as the ball comes out of bounds. It was a good 30-yard sprint for Goggle. Pope slow to get up. Goggle hunched over. They both sort of check to make sure one is fine, or that they're both fine, and they seem to be, although I will say Goggle's still kind of limping there and holding onto her stomach, it appears.
And call a throw-in off a deflection with North County, so DeSoto ball.
So, yes, the DeSoto throw-in, which is in an unenviable position. I try to get that out 5 times fast, and but DeSoto able to secure the ball as North County tried to cross it into the middle, and the goalkeeper, Pope, collected it. So under 30 seconds to play, DeSoto down 4-0. We'll have your Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up here in just a bit. We'll see if DeSoto can get it to the other end of the pitch in what is now 18 seconds left. Here's Reiser, middle of the field on her own end, sends it forward. Young pressuring Winch. Winch can't control it. Young on the chase, and a whistle goes. And a free kick here for DeSoto with 8 seconds left. Got to stop the ball, Amy, if you're going to be able to kick it. She finally does. 5 seconds. This has to go into the back of the net. 2 seconds, kick forward, and nowhere near. It was about 10 yards outside the 18-yard box, and that is the end of the first half. North County got a goal within the first 3 minutes of action. They collect 3 more, 2 from Ella Gant, 1 from Julie Farr, and the other one from Bailey Roken. We'll recap those goals during the Midwest Sports Center halftime show next on KJF and KREI.
Keeping up with your vehicle's routine maintenance is essential. Hi, this is Joe Clemens with St. Paul GM Power. It doesn't matter whether you're coming to us for an oil change, tire rotation, or brake inspection. We'll handle every job with the same expertise and professionalism. Here at St. Paul, our top priority is just that, ensuring you're safe on the road at all times. That's why we're proud to be home to a service center you can trust to keep your vehicle in excellent condition. Why go anywhere else? See St. Paul GM Power, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Good food, good service, and a clean establishment. My father believed the restaurant business was just that simple. Hi, this is Dwayne Rosner, personally inviting you into the Homestead Restaurant. My family started this business with recipes handed down through the generations, and I'm here to see that our traditions continue at the Homestead Restaurant, Highway 67, at the Bonterre exit. Come visit us for all of your down-home favorites.
Food, family, tradition. Check out the complete menu and the photo gallery that will make your mouth water at homestead-restaurant.com. The best buffet around is at the Homestead Restaurant just off Highway 67 in Bonterre.
Family, health, home. Comtree Comprehensive Health Center offers complete care to you and your family through primary care, dental care, and behavioral health services.
Be mentally ready every day, proud of your smile, and stay physically healthy for years to come.
We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Jason, what are you doing?
Well, Dirt Diva, if you must know, I'm rehearsing for the next commercial. I'm gonna offer the sweetest deal.
How sweet?
So sweet. Right now, get a Massey Ferguson GC1705 compact tractor with a loader for just $10,999 cash price.
What did you just say?
Right now, get a Massey Ferguson GC1705 compact tractor with a loader for just $10,999 cash price.
I heard you the first time, Mower Mouse. This is a sweet deal. Get a Massey Ferguson GC1705 compact tractor for just $10,999.
Hey, that's my line.
Fleegs Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
Online 24/7 at fleegs.com.
Okay, your New Year's resolution is off track. No worries, join Mark Patrick Hypnosis this Wednesday the 3rd at the Farmington VFW. Weight loss seminar 5:30, stop smoking at 8, and in only 2 hours, destroy your cravings. 100% guaranteed, only $49.99. Registration at the door 30 minutes before.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM800 at KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, and Deloge, as well as AM 1400 KJF, Festus Crystal City, and Herculaneum. 4-0 North County leading DeSoto in girls soccer here this evening. I've got Clayton Patterson with me. I'm Matt Greenwood, Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. And those four goals scored as follows. Bailey Roken, with 37 minutes on the clock, got the first goal of the game. 2 minutes later, Julie Farr, off of a corner kick, scored a goal. Then Ella Gant, sophomore, able to free kick it. No, that was another corner, right?
Yeah, that was a corner that it was deflected, and then that was
deflected.
The...
Yeah, and then that was the line drive right to the
yeah
top of the net for Gant, and then the second, and that happened at the 25-minute mark of the first half, and then Ella Gant with a second goal, her second goal, fourth for North County, and that one was off of a free kick just outside the 6-yard box due to a back pass.
Yeah.
Where basically Abby Pope, the goalkeeper, picked up a ball that was kicked back to her by a defensive player, which is considered a back pass, which is illegal. And what's unique about that rule is it's not a penalty kick. It's just a free kick inside or just about inside the penalty area, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, I think what they could change it to where if it was played back inside the box, I think they should do a penalty kick for that.
It should be a penalty kick?
Yeah, because when they try to do a free kick that close, the other team mostly puts all their players inside the goal line.
And I think that's unfair, because it's yeah. – but, I mean
– because you could have 11 players standing on the line. You don't know what to do about that.
Right. Although North County, with six on the line, able to get it through somehow, a six-man wall for DeSoto all lined up right in front of the goal line, and it was Abby Pope, the goalkeeper, who was second – in on the line, and she was on the near post where the free kick was, and smart play there by Julie Farr to just tap it behind her as she stood to the left of the ball. She ran, tapped it behind her, and then Ella Gant lined it into the top of the net on the left side of the wall where Pope was not situated. So a very smart free kick taken by North County there to go up 4-0.
For sure.
That's Clayton Patterson, by the way. Clayton Patterson joining us for the broadcast. DeSoto senior and defensive player for the boys soccer team. So he deals all the time with Coach Nate Reiser, who also coaches the girls. Clayton, tell us a little bit about your senior year this past season and kind of your high school experience.
Coming into this year's season, that we finished up 10-9, and we're expecting ourselves to go pretty far into the into districts, but we ended up losing 5-1 the first round to Windsor, and they're definitely a good team compared to our past years. Because I didn't start playing till my sophomore and till my sophomore year.
Right.
So my sophomore and junior year, we won a combined 5 games between the both 2 years. So it was kind of like a rebuilding stage, because the class before our my 8th grade year, the senior class, they won districts, and they only won 2 games that whole year until they got the districts, and then they won.
Wow.
And so they lost that whole class of seniors. So it's sort of been like a rebuilding. And so this year there was high stakes going into the season, because we were expecting ourselves to do pretty good. And we definitely had a lot of fun games that we played against, and I can say I definitely progressed over the years, because I had no idea what soccer was coming my sophomore year. So
right,
I definitely got a lot of knowledge for the sport, but it was pretty good. Yeah,
I mean, 3 years of playing soccer, you're done playing soccer, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm. I got offers from colleges, but I decided just to focus on my degrees and stuff. So
tell us a little bit about that. You were telling me before the game. I'd like our listeners to be able to know what Clayton Patterson's up to next year, if you don't mind.
Well, following this year, I plan on just going to JeffCo and using my A+.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm thinking about going to either MoBAP or my degrees I want to go into is sports management and sports business.
There's a lot of money there if you're good at it.
Yeah, hoping for a front office job for a sports team.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Baseball, right? That's your preference?
Yeah, baseball. If my plan is to go to MoBAP, because it's only 20 minutes away from Busch Stadium. So if I can go there and try to get an internship with them, it'll probably work out pretty good. But
you know, at 18 years old, I didn't even think that far.
it's been my dream for a long time.
That's really cool.
I love the Cardinals. So, any professional sports team would be fine with me. But it'd definitely be my dream if I was with the Cardinals or the Blues. It doesn't really matter.
Right. All right. 4-0 score here. North County leading DeSoto. We'll take a break here in just a second, but Clayton, I'd like to get your thoughts on the Cardinals 2019 season. How ecstatic were you?
Goldschmidt?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good. I cried. I was in my bedroom.
Did you really?
I got the notification on my phone, and I heard that we got the – I heard we got him, and I was like, this isn't real. I'm like, this is not real. I ran to the living room, turned the TV on, and turned on MLB Network. For sure, the first thing that was on there, they were already talking about it. I was like, this was a dream come true. I'm like, we got
right.
So it definitely stepped up the game for next year. And I have home opener tickets already.
Look
so,
at you, man.
I'm ready to go.
That's really cool. All right, that's Clayton Patterson, ladies and gentlemen. DeSoto grad, or will be graduating this year and going off to Jefferson College with hopes of being going into sports management and maybe possibly working for the St. Louis Cardinals or St. Louis Blues. He doesn't care. He just wants to do it, and that's really cool. So he's going to be with us for the second half of this 4-0 North County lead over DeSoto. We're back in 2 minutes to start it off.
Connect to this radio station from all across the country. Take us to the gym, shopping. How about a road trip? Listen to us now on the free iHeartRadio app. You'll never miss a moment with your favorite radio station. Download the free iHeartRadio app and search for this station so we can go wherever you want us to.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Hi, it's Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Farmington. There is absolutely nothing more frustrating than having to spend hours and even days trying to get your prescriptions filled. That's why it's time to come see me in Maple Valley right next door to Dollar General. We can take care of you and your family's medications quickly and efficiently. We are a preferred provider for most insurance plans, and we will take care of you with excellence. Making you number one is what makes us number one at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers, have the kids choose from the kids menu, and then for yourself, how about double crunch shrimp, hand-battered fish and chips, or cedar salmon with maple mustard glaze? Go to Applebee's.com to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you for the second half of DeSoto and North County girls soccer. The Dragons have a mountain to climb as they trail 4-0 here. DeSoto going left to right, North County right to left. Far side from us right now, North County has it. As we're looking at the back of the jerseys now, there's a cross in from the far right sideline into the box, and Abby Pope, goalkeeper, scoops it up, as that was Maddie Oder trying to find couple of teammates in the box. One of those, Bailey Roken, the first goal scorer of tonight's game. Clayton Patterson with us here for the second half as much as he was the first half, so he's going to stick around for the full 40 and doing a pretty good job. He's my second set of eyes, especially when there's like eight subs going on all at once.
Yeah.
Here's Bailey Howard chasing the ball outside the lines, and she'll settle it down along the track that surrounds the DeSoto football field here, and it'll be a throw-in for North County. Another recap of our goals. Bailey Roken had the first, Julie Farr the second, Elegant the third, and the fourth. Here's DeSoto going left to right, through ball there. Middle of the air, Macy Wills trying to find Maddie Young, couldn't do so. And Brianna Morgan able to scoop it up, goalkeeper for North County. All right, Clayton, keys to the second half. I know four goals seems like a lot, but you never know when the ball can bounce funny sometimes. North County certainly able to capitalize on that, but what does DeSoto need to maybe get a goal or two here early on?
They definitely need to find how to pass the ball because it just seems lately that they're just kicking it around, just trying to get it out of their zones mostly because North County's been holding most of the possession so far. And if they even get close, I think they just need to start taking shots because there haven't been many shots taken on the other goal. So
I've tried my best to keep track. I remember at least three. How many on goal? I think just one, and that was saved by Brown and Morgan. That was Maddie Young trying to slice one in from outside the 18-yard box. But here's North County threatening for a fifth. Hitting the floor was DeSoto's number nine. And that is Jesse Short. Ball was loose in the box for a moment. North County thought about getting a shot on target but couldn't quite find the ball. And it's launched forward to about the 35-yard line again here at the football stadium at DeSoto. And the ball is eventually knocked away for a North County throw. So they throw it in. North County kicks it towards the arc in the 18-yard box. DeSoto defense tries to clear their lines, but they launch it straight up into the sky. And bringing it down is Jesse Short. Short, though, dispossessed by the Dragons.
Madison Young.
There's a long ball forward. Madison Young on the chase. Good delivery there by Macy Wills. Wills following the play. So is Bailey Howard. Young on the ball outside towards that 10-yard line. And Young taking a couple of deep breaths as the ball was kicked away off her body and for a North County throw-in. So pretty much playing the long game. Clayton, just kick it long, let Maddie chase, see what happens.
She's definitely got speed to chase down those balls. North County is definitely doing a good job getting through balls past DeSoto's defense.
And at this point, I mean, North County can run a person back line and just clear everything and just keep everything outside the hashes and then, you know, try to counter with maybe one or two girls going forward and see what happens. But for the most part, North County out to defend here in the second half.
I mean, they're going with a five-back set, and they're still getting a lot of possession time up top.
Right. Here comes darting forward with the pink sneakers and all is Julie Farr, but she cannot keep it for too long as DeSoto takes it away. Ball near midfield, outside the hashes, near side. DeSoto gives it right back to Farr. Farr able to find stretching wide to her left, Kaylee Stevens. Stevens dispossessed. Here's another long ball sent in by Wills behind the defense. Maddie Young chasing. Goalkeeper comes out. Morgan able to knock it away up with her right foot. Got it around Maddie Young. Yes, it certainly was. North County defense now back to help out. Kicking it towards the sideline was Emily Veach. And then along that sideline, the ball goes out of bounds before it appeared that Dee Berg could kick it away. And so DeSoto looks like they're going to get a throw in here.
That was probably DeSoto's best chance so far to score. Morgan came to the top of the box and ended up being able to kick it away. So
I was going to say, and that's very brave to come on a 20-yard sprint to meet a forward who's bigger than you.
A little tip to get it over.
Yeah. So good job there by Morgan. Now DeSoto, after the throw in there, takes a shot that goes well wide and so wide that we won't even consider it a shot at this point, as Macy Wills just got it off the right side of her foot and couldn't get it close to the net. We are 5.5 minutes into the second half. North County holding on to a 4-0 lead. Let's go ahead and thank some of our sponsors that allow us to broadcast these high school games. I want to thank New Era Bank in Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre, as well as Serenity Hospice Care, Gilster, Mary Lee, Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, as well as Jefferson College in Hillsborough, and Home Pools and Spas of Ledington. They are all in it for the kids. 34 minutes to play. Ball on the DeSoto defensive end. North County with the throw. Heading it up, Reiser to the left foot for a shot there by Jill Ruck, and Ruck right into the arms of Abby Pope. Not much behind that shot. Pope will run forward right at the edge of the 18-yard box on the near side. Kicks it forward. It's over the head of Macy Wills, and North County tries to bring it down. Here's Ruck. She's got some good size, Clayton, but dispossessed there by Cordelia Coleman. And then tumbling over the ball was Howard. Maybe a little shove there from behind by Julie Farr. No call. Farr kicks it forward, tries to find Ruck from about 5 yards away. And then Ruck, after chasing down that loose ball, yeah, just basically shouldered her to the ground. And was that Coleman again?
Coleman got knocked to the ground, yes.
Yeah, certainly was. So a foul is called. And it's DeSoto's ball. Kicking it left to right, outside the near hash, which is closest to us. Kicking it with the right foot will be Amy Reiser. Gets a nice 5-yard run up to the ball. Keeps it low to the North County defensive end. There is Wills. Wills loses it. Farr tries to clear it only 10 yards forward back to Reiser. Reiser launches one behind the back line. Young turns and runs towards the ball. But, again, alertly off her line, Brianna Morgan. She's been on top of her game tonight. Brianna Morgan to kick it forward with the right boot. And ball bouncing between three North County Raiders. Howard, the only dragon in the mix. And Howard is actually going to win it for DeSoto. Back towards Coleman, who kicks it along the ground, along the near sideline, and North County kicks it away. So DeSoto on the North County defensive end, down by 4 goals. Here comes a throw.
Hannah Pope comes in the game for Howard.
There we go. So Bailey Howard, one of the two forwards for Coach Reiser, to take a seat. Hannah Pope into the game. She's had a few minutes here so far. There's DeSoto throwing it in. Ball loose outside the 18-yard box. And North County will grab it, and they'll run. And still running on the far side of the pitch, inside the 40. Still dribbling with it to the 20. And that is Ella Gant. Ella Gant stops the ball, turns back towards the middle of the field. Left foot pass along the turf to Farr. Farr has it knocked away briefly, then toe pokes it back to Gant on the far side. Gant with a right foot pass is into the body of Amy Reiser, and eventually Reiser will just knock it away outside the lines for a North County throw. That was a good 50-yard sprint or so for Ella Gant for North County.
Yeah, DeSoto's going with a three-back set, so they're definitely going to take advantage of that.
Here's a ball that gets over the right foot of Ashlyn Moore. She tries to kick it back over her head unsuccessfully, so ball comes to the near sideline in front of the DeSoto bench, and DeSoto's able to grab it after a couple of bad passes around. And there's Macy Will stretching it wide towards Young on the far side of the pitch, and Young has it knocked away, or are they going to say off of Young?
Off of Young, yeah.
So that was number two, Emily Veach, a sophomore defensive player that went ahead and knocked it off the thigh of Young and out of bounds for a North County throw as they remain up 4-0 with 30 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the second half. Throw goes in. North County clears it back towards the 50-yard line and then turning around and pushing it forward with the right foot is Ella Gant. Gant along that far sideline tried to find a teammate, couldn't do so. DeSoto takes it. Ball closer to midfield now as Amy Reiser has the ball spin off the right foot of Julie Farr forward for North County. Ball bounces around a defender. And almost running into the defender was Maddie Oder. And that defender able to clear it. And I believe, Clayton, correct me if I'm wrong, that was Jesse Short that cleared it for DeSoto. Either way, it doesn't matter because Maddie Young is on a dead sprint outside the 18-yard box, far side of the pitch. A good 40-yard dash there. And able to knock it away behind the touchline was Emily Veach. And so DeSoto earns a corner kick. It'll be their third of the night.
At this point, DeSoto just needs to load the box with a bunch of bodies, try to get at least something to go inside the net.
All right, got some more substitutions. North County had one that I saw, and coming in is Emma Becker for the Raiders. Here's a low kick off the corner, far corner flag, and it doesn't even get, or it does get into the 18-yard box before a brief moment as North County will clear it about 40 yards forward to the far sideline. And out of bounds, and DeSoto will throw it in.
Must have DeSoto started running back acting like it was North County had the ball.
Yeah, they certainly did, and the ref was like, no, it's y'all's. So there's a two-hand throw-in, the legal way of doing so by DeSoto. That was Marissa Muzzy with the throw-in in North County. And got it for a brief moment and knocked it back away for another DeSoto throw. Matt Greenwood, Clayton Patterson with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Inside of 29 minutes to play, it is girls soccer here on KJEF. That is Festus, Crystal City, and DeSoto, as well as M800 KREI, Farmington, Bonterre, and St. Genevieve. Around the defender, near sideline, Becker dribbling with it forward. A good 20-yard sprint, and then tries her luck with a left-foot cross pass in at the near post. Scooping it up is Abby Pope. So Pope able to kick it forward. Bringing it down was Wills, but right into the path of Ruck. Ruck tries a side foot pass forward to no avail. DeSoto intervenes. DeSoto kicks it forward. North County takes it right back. And then Elegant off balance trying to pass it forward along that sideline in front of the North County bench. And she kicked it right out of bounds. So Coach Bill Farr, 13th year head coach for North County, might start thinking about here in the next 5 or 10 minutes, maybe a little bit more, pulling some of his starters and subbing for them and then just leaving them off the field because they've got a game against Hillsboro tomorrow. 27 minutes, 40 seconds to play in this second half. DeSoto in possession after a North County throw. Ball between the hashes near midfield. North County takes it back. Ruck trying to find her teammate, Bailey Roken. Roken kicked it back. North County then kicks it back forward, and Pope comes off her line right at the edge of the 18-yard box, middle of it, to scoop it up right before Emma Becker could get a toe to it. So Pope, low line kick through the midfield. North County gets it back. We've been saying that quite a bit. Here's Gant dribbling around the defender. Then she lost it. Kicked forward by Rose Thomas. Rose Thomas, though, cannot find her midfield teammate, Hannah Pogue. North County intercepts it. Ashlyn Moore goes tumbling over as she lost it. And then it's pushed to the far side of the pitch out of bounds for a DeSoto throw. You keep hearing me say Rose Thomas, and you're thinking, why do I know that name? Well, she's the one that assisted on Kendall Boyer's 1,000th point during this latest basketball season for DeSoto girls basketball. A great moment for those two really good friends.
Definitely. I was there for that game, and it was pretty cool to see. I had to go to Festus to watch it, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then about a couple weeks later, Boyer gets her a 1,000th rebound.
Yeah, they were definitely so close to each other.
Against medicine and bioscience of all places, and DeSoto not only won that game, but Kendall Boyer got her 1,000th rebound. So what an athlete, Kendall Boyer, for DeSoto girls basketball. Again, that's how Rose Thomas is affiliated with her in that regard. North County, by the way, in possession now. 26 minutes left in the second half. It's 4-0 Raiders. But North County loses it. Ball between the hashes near midfield. Macy Wills again launching it forward. Young on the chase, but she'll be about 20 yards away from that ball scooped up by Brianna Morgan. All right, on the defensive side of things, Clayton, what's impressed you the most about North County?
North County's they're letting the through balls go by because Dersault's kicking them too hard. If they keep pressure inside and they make them push it outside, that's a good defensive strategy.
Ball across the field comes to the near side. Becker for North County, trying to dribble it into the box. It rolls to the 6-yarder at the edge, and Abby Pope comes out, grabs it, and pushes Becker aside. And I don't know. Yeah, exactly. You and I kind of looking at each other like, it's a good thing she didn't, like, ball up her fist or something. All right, outside of 25 minutes to go in the second half, 4-0 Raiders, Roken, Farr, and Gant twice for the four goals for North County as they are seemingly on their way to a 3-1 record with their fourth game in as many days tomorrow against Hillsborough. We'll be sure to talk to Coach Farr during the postgame show about that matchup. But we'll see if DeSoto can get a goal here or two. Make Coach Nate Reiser a little bit happy as Young chases it on the North County defensive end outside the 10-yard line. Or inside the 10-yard line, I should say, here at the DeSoto football field. And Young had it won off of her by Emily Veach, but small victory because it leads to a DeSoto throw-in. And, oh, my gosh. So all the way from the 50-yard line, having to sprint forward to throw the ball in is Cameron Paley. So far side of the pitch, Paley will launch it in. Good throw off the top of the head. Couldn't quite tell who that was. Was that Reiser? Yeah, it was.
It was Reiser, and then Marissa Muzzy tried to get the ball and try to kick it in, but it got deflected.
And so North County with the ball bouncing off the turf, trying to collect it and splitting the two midfielders. And taking it herself was Adrian Madden. Madden lost it. Ball pinballs around. Forward back to the North County defensive end, and then clearing her line is Kaylee Winch. Kaylee Winch, strong North County girls basketball player. Averaged about 14-10 this year for the Raiders and Coach Zach McVay. Here's a nice pass across the field from the near hash to the near sideline. Emma Becker, left foot shot, grazes the top bar, but goes over for no goal. But that would have been quite the goal.
That was a great left foot shot. It was almost up for 90 on that.
Look at that, using soccer terminology there, up for 90. That was beautiful. 23-20 left to go in the second half. Leave it to a soccer player to know all the different terms and fancy ways of saying things. That's why we brought you on, Clayton. Thank you again so much for doing this. It's
no
awesome.
Problem, man.
It has been an awesome experience for me to get to know Clayton here and get to see what young DeSoto Dragons are like these days. All right, inside of 23 to play. It's North County up 4-0. Still trying to add a goal or two for some sort of sake. And North County loses it there. DeSoto in possession for a moment. Kohler sends Farr to the ground. Ball Farr hash. DeSoto kicks it forward. Young on the chase. Young off the back of Emily Veach. Young tried to win it, but North County clears it. Bringing it down with the left knee is Paley. But it goes too far off of her into the path of Kaylee Stevens. Stevens trying to turn around the defender and couldn't quite get there. And then DeSoto trying to keep possession, but once again, failure between midfielders to connect. However, they're going to say North County, the official, by the way, that's the officials, call it off of North County. So throw in there for Paley. Paley has it deflected back into her pass. She plays it with her left foot, but North County collects it. Addison Griggs, a freshman, getting some PT. And her pass over to the right for Becker is cleared by DeSoto. Back towards midfield. Ella Gant back heels it to the far side of the pitch. North County sends it forward about 10 yards, but DeSoto's defense is there. And now kicking it forward are the Dragons. Young on the chase as well as Shelby Kohler. Neither can get to it as, again, Brianna Morgan, double O.
Comes out about 30 yards.
Yeah, she's, I mean, look where she is now. She's midway between the 6 and the 18.
Yeah.
So she does like to play a high line for sure.
North County's keeping a high line too, so it's hard for DeSoto just to stay back and let through balls come.
21 minutes to play in the second half. DeSoto kicks it back. Reiser to the back left defender there. And who is that? That was number 12, Emily Smith. And DeSoto tried to kick the ball forward and keep possession, but again, ball goes out of bounds for a North County throw. It's getting a little bit darker here at DeSoto High School. Sunset was scheduled for 7:13. But there's still some light left over from it. And there is a fight, actual fight around the 15-yard line. And North County gets it. There's a cross, leaning back, trying to head it in from the near post. Was Kaylee Stevens to no avail.
That ball just got over Abby Pope's head, and they had a clear chance to score.
That was a nice cross there by Becker. And now North County with a loose ball outside the 18-yard box. It's a right-foot shot by Elegant that goes wide of the near post, and there's Abby Pope to pick it up. So we're about to hit the 20-minute mark of the second half. North County with a four-goal lead. DeSoto, though, in possession, left to right. Inside the hash, the pass forward is stolen away by North County. Good try there for number 10 for DeSoto, who I do not have a name for.
Kansas Nelson. Or number 4?
No, number 10, which she's number 25 on my
roster. Oh, that's Riley Coleman. She's okay. A freshman.
There we go. All right, so mystery solved. Coleman was the one I was trying to think of that was trying to pass the ball forward. North County eventually stealing it. So the Raiders in possession, near side, down to our left, and whiffing on a pass. Aaron Gantz, DeSoto picks up the loose ball. They kick it forward in between the hashes around the 40-yard line, but North County sends it back to their side. Coleman loses it. Gantz fighting for it. Reiser wins it, kicks it forward along the turf. Young brings it down, dribbles forward, still dribbling forward, trying to get around defenders, tries to take it herself, loses it. There to help on the defense, Moore forward to number 11, Gantz. Gantz loses it off the body. And then Julie Farr just said, let's just get the ball out of here, and it'll be a throw-in for DeSoto.
Even though Madison Young's getting the ball up top, none of the DeSoto players are getting up, so it's mostly just her trying to go 1-on-6 after that.
Looks like DeSoto's going to sub off. Is that number 27? Yes, it is. Maybe that's Kansas Nelson, because we also don't have a 27 there. Maybe Clayton can help us out just by looking at her. Can you?
Who is it?
Number 27?
27 is Kansas Nelson, yes.
That is Kansas Nelson. Okay. Got her as 25 on the roster. We got to talk to Coach Reiser about that.
I know. Got to fix that stuff.
All right. So after that substitution, DeSoto threw it in, and North County sent it back out. So here comes Cameron Paley, who has pretty much played the entirety of this game. So it's pretty impressive that she's been able to run back and forth. She's a defender, so, you know, as the joke goes, you don't have to run as much.
Yeah.
All right, here's DeSoto on the North County end of the field. Kohler had it between the hashes around the 30, and there is that good defense there by Emily Veach to clear her line. North County chasing it on the DeSoto end. Dragons clear it right into the path of the Raiders. And in possession there, Emily Veach kicked it off the body of the DeSoto midfielder. Ball pinballs around and eventually knocked towards the far sideline. North County, though, able to keep it. And then kicking it with the left foot is Stevens. But DeSoto deflects it forward back to the North County end. Now ball looped up high into the air, comes off the turf, bounces several times. Finally settled down by Howard. Howard to Wills. Wills forward to Young, and Young was offside.
By about 1 yard, and she's standing right behind the defender.
Be sure to check out pictures from tonight's contest later this evening on our Instagram account, KJFF Sports. I'll go ahead and put them up as soon as possible. Don't have any of the goal-scoring moments, kind of which we did, but we'll work on that for next time. 16.5 to play in the second half. DeSoto down 4-0. North County getting goals from Roken, Farr, and two from Elegant. North County in possession. Farr hash in between the 30 and 35. Left boot across the field, stretching it near side. A left-footed shot is bobbled and finally brought in by Abby Pope. And a nice round of applause from the DeSoto faithful. That ball off the left foot of Kaylee Stevens. That's the second Raider to try a shot from the left side with the left foot. Emma Becker, the other one. Both could not quite score. So it stays 4-0 North County. Here's Young trying to split the defense. Lost it. Backtracking and then kicking with her left foot was Gantz. DeSoto knocked it forward off of a body. I think that was Kohler that tipped it forward. North County, though, clears the line. Kaylee Winch with a strong right foot back to the DeSoto end of the field. Keeping the ball down, Stevens' left foot pass across the turf. Far side Griggs, a freshman, sends one forward about 25 yards on the ground, but too strong. As that was, I believe, Emma Becker trying to chase that through ball. It just went a little too far off the right foot of Griggs.
Bailey Howard comes into the game for Amy Reiser.
All right, so Reiser played tough minutes. That might be it for her. There's about 15 left. It depends on the conditioning of her replacement. It'll be a free kick taken outside the 6-yard box. DeSoto sends it about 30 yards forward. North County, though, collects it. There's a cross along the turf from outside the box towards Becker. DeSoto, though, clears the line to the far sideline. North County continuing to go right to left in this second half, but they're back going towards their own end, still on the DeSoto side of the field. And it was a smart pass because that allows possession for North County and a cross from the left to the center of the 18-yard box. Good attempt there by Stevens, but DeSoto able to bounce it around and clear it. Here's Howard trying to dribble out of her own line, looking for number three. That is Lindsay Duffner, and Duffner has it knocked off her body and out of bounds. DeSoto throw.
North County still being able to put pressure on DeSoto's defense with the five back set. It's kind of impressive, keep the possession.
Haley throws it forward off the top of the head of her teammate Kohler, forward to Young. Young between two North County Raiders, kicks it back towards Kohler, who tries a pass from one hash to the left hash. Young on the chase. Two defenders around her again, and they knock it off of her. That was Veach last to touch. DeSoto gets another throw in. 13:40 left in the game here. 4-0 North County with the lead, but here comes a corner kick, and it looks like Bailey Howard is going to go ahead and take it. So it's on the – oh, no, I beg your pardon. That was a throw-in, my bad. Throw-in for Howard, and North County heads it back out of bounds. So Howard picks up the ball again, tosses it into the field of play, and that was Christina Merritt bringing it down with her right foot. Her teammate Wills, though, passing it forward to the other seven, Farr.
That was tipped off North County.
Yep, and then Wills got it back.
Oh, that's going to call.
So they're going to call it off of DeSoto, huh? Off of Maddie Young. So Wills tried to find Young about 10 yards forward, and as Clayton thought, it was off Kaylee Winch in North County, but no, it's off of Young. So goal kick coming for North County. But first, Brianna Morgan's got to have her shoelace retied.
One of the struggles of a goalie.
Right. All right. And so I guess Morgan's going to give up the right here to take the free kick and give it to Ashlyn Moore. Moore only gets it about 25 yards forward. Now DeSoto gets it back. Merritt to her right for Howard. Loses it, North County. Back pass from the midfield, Griggs, and then back forward, number 11, Gantz, DeSoto, and North County battling for a loose ball. Stevens for the Raiders picks it up, and with the left foot, tries to get around the defender, lost possession, and Paley will clear the line. Clear the line right back in front of the DeSoto bench, a good 30-yard clearance. And North County bringing on some fresh legs here. It appears to be number 34 and number 26. So Jill Ruck and Emily Pruno, who started yesterday, two days ago in the North County loss, 4-0 loss to Fredericktown, got replaced, though, tonight by Bailey Roken, who scored the first goal of the contest. So it was obviously a good substitution for Coach Farr and the Raiders to start this game. 11:20 to play in this match here, and North County has just earned their sixth corner kick of the night. Now we'll learn our lesson here, Clayton, and get a shot of someone taking a corner kick with the scoreboard in the background. That's going to be beautiful. Again, you can check out our photos from every game that we do, not just girls soccer, but baseball as well. We'll post them after the game at some point on our Instagram account, KJFF Sports. There's a free kick taken by Farr into the box. Clears some heads. DeSoto last to touch it outside the 18-yard. North County still pressuring, though. There's Winch from the back line trying to keep the ball in possession for North County. She back passes it for a long crossing attempt by Emily Veach, but there's Abby Pope to clear it all up. Pope gets some air underneath this kick, this drop kick. Over the head of Kohler, though, Julie Farr collects it for North County, kicks it forward, stretching it to the near side for Ruck. Ruck crosses it in. Farr brings it down with the left foot, crosses it in as well. Edge or top of the 18-yard box in the middle. Gant cannot get a shot off. DeSoto now in possession, and Kohler has a chance to run. Kohler gets the ball past Winch. Then the defender behind Winch falls down. Kohler still pressuring, and finally Winch will send it to the far side of the pitch and out of bounds for a DeSoto throw. Uh-oh, here we go.
Five substitutions.
Yeah, line swap. Clayton, give him for us.
Jesse Short comes into the game. Cordy Coleman, Candace Nelson, Emily Patterson, and number two, Hannah Pogue. All comes into the game.
Ladies and gentlemen, it pays to have a kid that is part of DeSoto on your broadcast because he can just reel them off just like that. And you get a chance to talk about your friends a little bit. So
yeah.
9.5 to play. And that was a throw-in and then a kickback to Brianna Morgan. And here comes, there was a whistle. And
they call a drop pass on that. It looked like it was kicked by DeSoto, but he's going to call a drop pass.
All right, so
he got shot by the 18-yard line.
It's the same situation then as North County had when they scored their fourth goal of the game was a back pass, right?
Yeah.
All right, so DeSoto with a chance to actually put this one into the back of the net. Let's see who's brave enough to take it. Here's the foreign exchange student from Spain, Mirit. I believe it's a 16. I don't know. She's got long hair.
Cordy Coleman looks like she's actually about to take it.
Is that Coleman?
Coleman's, she's lining up on the left side, so.
Oh, I see. You're looking at the, okay, I was looking at the player behind the ball. That's Mirit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, yeah.
Oh, she's going to pass it.
There's Mirit. Yeah, Mirit passes it to Coleman. Coleman, left foot shot into the North County wall. And the Raiders clear it back towards midfield, headed forward by Paley. Leaping up into the air and trying to bring it down with the right foot was Howard to no avail. And here's the Raiders out and running, going right to left, far side of the pitch, outside the 40-yard line, as we are again here at the DeSoto football field. Pass forward, intercepted by Paley. Paley, though, knocks it into the body of a Raider. That's far forward for number 34, Pruno. Back over towards midfield. DeSoto will pick it up. Now they have a chance to turn and run. But Candace Nelson cannot be found. Instead, it is Hannah Pogue. Pogue, though, her right foot pass, trying to stretch it to the near sideline, was deflected out of bounds on the near side down to our left. And there's a Raider that toppled over the ball and appears to be hurt here.
I think that's Julie Farr.
And with this injury, the clock will stop at 8 minutes and 18 seconds. And, yeah. It appears to be Julie Farr, who is laying on the left side of her body. And the official has blown the whistle to stop the clock. They do stop it for injuries.
When she went down, she grabbed her knee, so I wonder if that's what's hurting her.
I couldn't
quite. Actually, looks like Kaylee Stephens.
Okay, number 9, though. Okay, Kaylee Stephens there,
Stephens,
sophomore.
My bad.
Yeah. No, you're good. It looks like Stephens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so they're going to tend to Stephens, who, yep, I think you kind of called it there, Clayton. They are looking at her right knee. Coach Farr has come over, 13-year head coach for North County, coming over to rub the right knee, and now she'll try to extend it out a bit, and doesn't look like Stephens wants any part of it. 8:18 to play in this first, in this second half. It's 4-0 North County. Again, the clock has stopped. Here's Stevens getting up while she walks back to the sideline. Round of applause there from the fans here. And she's wiping some tears off the face, so she must be in pretty decent pain.
She's walking off by herself, too. So.
But she is, so that's a good sign. She'll trot now. Little jog there. Before they resume play here, We want to thank the Dough Run Company, McDonald's, Mario's Italia, Farmington, Bryant Restoration, Farmington Poplar Bluff, as well as Serenity Hospice Care, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Farmington, Fredericktown, and Ironton, as well as Mineral Area College in Park Hills and the YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus, all of them supporting high school sports. All right, clock is resumed. It's a throw-in for DeSoto. Paley to throw it, of course. And ball pinballing around on the North County defensive end. Gant to pick it up between the hashes at the 50-yard line. Tries a wide pass to her right. Looking for number 44, Savannah Haysmeyer, freshman, who's probably a good 5'10", maybe a little bit shorter than that. She was unable to get it, but DeSoto could not keep possession. Again, a pass through midfield that North County is able to collect. But DeSoto taking advantage of a bad North County pass. In possession for about 2 seconds. Ball still loose, still no possession. Now North County takes it. Sprinting forward around the defender. Outside the 18-yard box is Gant. She gets off a shot, and Pope pushes it aside outside the far post.
That was a good save by her. That was a last-second last-second dive. She sort of second-guessed that one.
So a couple of saves this evening for Abby Pope. Unfortunately, four behind her. Clock rolling at 7:10 in the second half. It is 4-0 Raiders, and we got ourselves a corner kick. As, again, that save went beyond the touchline there around that far post. Here is Julie Farr to cross it in from that far corner stick. And the ball finds a couple of feet, and it's DeSoto that wins it. Kansas Nelson, though, lost it. Taking it from behind was Ruck. Finds Gant. Gant back to the near side for Ruck. Ruck cannot get it. DeSoto clears it. In between the hashes near the 35-yard line, Winch launches it up into the air, headed down by the Dragons. Dragons trying to keep possession there. Amy Reiser, by the way, got pulled with about 15 minutes to go. I thought that might be it, but no, she's back in there with about 6.5 to play. She was the last to touch it for DeSoto. Now North County has possession. Pass across the 18-yard box, comes to the near side, tracking it down, Maddie Oder. That's M-A-D-D-I-O-D-E-R. Oder, though, can't keep it. And said it's passed back up the field. And North County collects it there. Aaron Gantz crosses it in towards the arc in the 18-yard box. And DeSoto clears their line. 6 minutes to play in the second half. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. We'll speak to Coach Bill Farr and hopefully Coach Nate Reiser if he's feeling like it after what seems to be a loss here tonight at home for DeSoto. And we'll break down the goal score, the goals and how they were scored as well. Here's Gant in between the hashes on the DeSoto end of the field. Gets rid of it to Ruck. Ruck turns, fires a right foot shot, and there's a save there by Abby Pope, her third. The easiest save of the night, as a matter of fact, for
right
Abby Pope.
Right to her.
By the way, Casey, you are just tuning in. Four goals for North County, all in the first half. Bailey Roken the first, Julie Farr the second, and then Ella Gant the third and the fourth. We've had Clayton Patterson, who just finished up his senior soccer season this past fall for the DeSoto Dragons, and he's going to go off to Jefferson College, use his A-plus stuff to go get that associate's degree, and then, what'd you say, go to MoBAP, hopefully, for sports management?
Sports management and sports business, and plan on getting an internship with the Cardinals if I can, so.
There we go. Apply early, apply now, as a matter of fact, inside of five to play, but anyway, Clayton Patterson with us all night long, and we certainly appreciate his insight here. No better person to talk soccer than someone that's played it, for sure. All right, as the action has resumed, North County has the ball on the far pitch going right to left. Here's a throw-in. And they tried to find Ruck, I think. That was. Ruck knocked it back outside the box and then back into it off the bounce. That was Oder that tried to push it in with a right foot from the middle of play there, and Abby Pope able to secure it. So Pope kicks it strong forward. North County, though, near midfield, is able to grab it. And a wide pass to the near sideline for Oder. Nice look there by Ashlyn Moore, the junior. Just couldn't quite find Oder, but DeSoto caught up to it. That was Cordelia Coleman who knocked it out of bounds. And so it's a throw-in for the Raiders. And throwing it in is Maddie Oder. Oder gets it back, chests it down. Off the right foot of Nelson. And then Oder back up towards the 18-yard box. Here's Ruck trying her luck right with Reiser in her face, and it comes off of Reiser, forward, passed, by Howard to Young. Young tripped up from behind by Ashlyn Moore. Referee saw it, called it. No card coming, though, which, by the way, no yellow cards or red cards tonight. It's been a pretty clean game there.
I guess the refs felt a little bit give them a little bit of space, or trying to think of what to say.
Reprieve, just, you know, it's 4-0, it's bad enough kind of thing, I guess, maybe, I don't know. I mean, that wasn't a card-worthy offense anyway.
No.
Since there were four defenders in front of Matty Young. But that free kick for DeSoto doesn't wind up being too fruitful as North County's able to clear it out of bounds. So I guess in some ways it is because it's a throw for the Dragons. Coming off is Kansas Nelson, and back onto it is Macy Wills. Macy Wills had 3 goals last year for DeSoto to lead all of them. A 3-15 season, unfortunately, for the Dragons. All right, after that throw, we've got a whistle and a free kick. It'll be Amy Reiser for DeSoto to take it with 2.5 to play. This is all about getting that ball forward, only 3 behind her. So that means 6 forward, 5 of them in the 18-yard box for the Dragons. Here's Reiser, far side of the pitch, around the 30-yard line, sends it in. Got some air underneath it. North County comes out to challenge it. And able to do so as Gantz launches it up into the dark sky here, the partly cloudy sky as well, and then it finally comes down. Pass forward for DeSoto. Couple of girls chase, but there is Brianna Morgan again coming off her line and securing it with both arms. As that was Young, and who else was that on the chase there? Was that Wills?
Mason Wills, yeah. Yep. She almost got at least a knee or something on it.
Right. Sometimes a 2 and the 7s, they look the same from up here.
Yeah.
All right, North County up 4-0. There's some shouting going on as there's a shot on goal to the right of the far post off the right foot of Jill Ruck, the junior. She's been kind of close, Clayton. I mean, Ruck, a couple of shot attempts, but for the most part, you usually finds a midfielder or a defensive player right in her face. And there she had a little bit of space, tried her effort, sent it wide. So it's a goal kick for DeSoto, but taking the goal kick will not be Pope. It'll be Reiser, as Clayton alluded to earlier, Pope dealing with an ankle injury. Not so bad where she can't play, but also Coach Reiser trying to save it on a cold night. 60 seconds to play. That kick goes forward to the far sideline, left to right. DeSoto now collects it, though, near midfield. Macy Wills tries a pass, knocked off the right foot, and out of bounds as it trickles out. Ashlyn Moore intervening on the defense. 45 seconds to go. DeSoto looking to maybe get a goal here. Just to say they could. Throw in Paley to the foot of a Raider. Knocks into the body of Howard for DeSoto, and she can't control it. It goes out of bounds, and North County can take their sweet time here to toss this one in. But they actually do so quickly anyway. Be sure to stick around for the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. We'll recap your goals that scored, and we'll speak to Coach Bill Farr of North County after another victory, a second consecutive victory for the Raiders after a 1-0 victory last night over Sykeston. 13 seconds to play. Throw in for the Raiders. Clayton, I appreciate you so much, man, for coming up here and doing the game with me. If you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to stick around as we got 3 seconds and a throw in for DeSoto just until one of the coaches can come up here, and we'll get your thoughts on this game and talk to you one more time about your future there as the horn sounds, and that's the ball game. So 4 goals in the first half does it for North County. We'll go ahead and recap them coming up here in just a bit. Final score, 4-0. North County on the road defeats the DeSoto Dragons. Dragons fall to 0-2 on the year, still without a goal this season. North County improves to 3-1. So we'll have Clayton Patterson with us for the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show, and then we'll speak to our coaches as well. So that's all coming up. Plus, again, who scored the goals and how. Coming up next on KJEF and KREI.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
JR's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. JR Springs not too far away, and that's when Midwest Sports Center gets really fun.
Yes, it does, Mark. We've got a huge spring sale coming up on all side-by-sides. I've actually got a huge sale going on right now on all Can-Am Defenders. If you're looking for a side-by-side, give me a call, JR at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975.
Where are you located at?
124 Walker Drive.
That's in Farmington, Missouri. Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
I just had two.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Final score, North County 4, DeSoto 0. Girls soccer here on KJF and KREI. Home Bulls and Spas, make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Bulls and Spas in Ludington. Go online and shop there as well at homepoolsandspas.net. Clayton Patterson with us for the entirety of our broadcast this evening. If you're just tuning in, he did a marvelous job. He's a DeSoto, soon-to-be DeSoto grad, a soccer player as well, senior. So we got 3 years of varsity experience or soccer experience here at DeSoto. That's all the 3 years that you ever got of soccer. So
yeah,
pretty neat that you got a chance to be a part of Coach Reiser's team and be a part of DeSoto athletics. So, again, final score here tonight, North County 4 and DeSoto nothing. Let's go and recap the goals and we'll give you a little bit of a description. I'll say who scored the goal, and we'll leave it up to Clayton here to describe how they came in. So 3 minutes into the game, at the 37-minute mark of the first half, Bailey Roken gave North County a one-goal lead. How did they do it, Clayton?
I'm pretty sure that was a goal that got knocked around up front, and she was able to get a foot on it, probably about 10 yards out, and was able to put it in the back of the net.
Okay, good description there. All right, Julie Farr, 2 minutes later on a corner kick. Send it along the touchline there towards the near post, and then what happened?
Abby Pope tried to punch it out, but I don't think she had her wrist tight enough, so it was able to get a... When she touched it, it was knocked into the back of the net by herself, so Abby really got the Abby got the goal, but not really.
Right, kind of and kind of not. Mm-hmm. All right, 10 minutes later, Ella Gantsch, one of two goals for Ella Gantt, who, by the way, scored the game winner last night in North County's 1-0 win over Sykeston. She makes it a three-goal game. At that point, pretty much seemed like an insurmountable deficit there, but how did she get that third goal?
That was the free kick in front of the box when they called a back pass, and she was able to, 7 yards out, they put the ball in the box, and most of all the DeSoto players got on the goal line. But she was able to knock it through all of them. So
yeah, I'm with you. I don't remember if that was that one or the corner kick.
I'm not sure
where the ball bounced around. Was that the? I don't know. Then at the 11-minute mark of the first half, Ella Gantt again put it in the back of the net. I think that was the fourth one.
That was the fourth one.
I think the third one was the corner kick.
The corner kick that was knocked down, and somebody was able to get a foot on it.
Yeah, I think someone whiffed on it, and the ball kind of came into her path, and she was able to kick it in. So, sometimes it just takes a lucky bounce and a lucky roll. And I mean, North County definitely deserved to win this game. If you think about how they executed their play with possession, you know, surrounding DeSoto and not giving them much space.
Definitely.
What were some other observations you had?
North County was able to put a lot of pressure on the DeSoto attackers. Even though they kept with the five-back set on the defense, they were still able to push the ball up the field and keep the DeSoto defenders on point, not letting them sleep the rest of the game.
Yeah, so a good victory for North County as DeSoto drops to 0-2 and North County improves to 3-1. Clayton, again, great appreciation to you for coming up here and doing something Nick Reiser wouldn't do for us.
Come
on the broadcast.
For sure.
So, thanks for all of your insight, your commentary, and best of luck to you, man.
No problem. Thanks.
All right, that's Clayton Patterson joining us here on the Home Pools and Spots postgame show. Was a member of this entire broadcast. Let's go ahead and step aside here briefly. I'm going to run onto the field, kind of stretch the legs, warm them up a little bit, and track down head coach Bill Farr for our postgame interview as North County again victorious 4-0 here tonight. So stick around. We're going to be coming right back with the Home Pools and Spots postgame show. More of it next on KJEF and KREI.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hello, this is Jan.
Hi, can I save on a new Toyota?
Yes, with great deals now through April 1st, you can ready, set, go get your Toyota today.
I can't wait to get out. I've been watching way too much TV.
Oh yeah? What's on?
Game show. Anyway, I got this list of things I want to do this spring.
Bet I could name them.
Really? Our contestant Jan here is risking it all on this final question. Name the three things I can't wait to do.
Go camping in a RAV4.
Correct.
Road trip in a Camry.
Yes.
How about take a Tundra fishing?
Ooh, one strike left, Jan.
I'll say off-roading in a Tacoma.
Show me off-roading in a Tacoma.
Oh, I can't believe it. Hi, Mom.
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Hi, this is Amy with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Games are safe, exciting, and fun. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration is now open for summer ball ages 3 years through 6th grade and volleyball grades 1st through 8th. Registration closes May 20th. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
Any real estate transaction requires trust. You should consider this when choosing your agent.
Understanding the ins and outs of a real estate transaction can be tricky. It's important you find an agent you can trust that will assist you with all the necessary paperwork and act as a buffer in the negotiations. Hi, I'm Candace Glore with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. If you're looking to invest in today's market, look me up online. I'm ready to be your agent.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. Your trusted real estate advisor in the mineral area.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Did you know that you can work out at Mineral Area College's Wellness Center without being a full-fledged student? We have group classes and a training facility, cardio drumming, Pilates, yoga, free weights, and workout machines of all types. Sign up for a membership. It's only $50 a semester through our continuing education department. For more information, call Jeremy Partney at 518-2101. He'll help you with an exercise and nutrition plan to help you reach your goals. Good health starts here at Mineral Area College Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle-shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free... That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. This time we are bringing on to the postgame show Coach Bill Farr of the North County Raiders. Coach, a 4-0 victory for you guys. And let's just start off talking about your thoughts on those four goals. A couple of lucky bounces or fortuitous bounces for you guys, and then players in good position to put them into the back of the net.
Yeah, Ella's our leading scorer by far, and you know she can make those awkward bounces settle down pretty quick. We always tell them to hit the goal hard, and that's where we got a couple of them. They play hard. They play hard, and they're starting to get possession down. So if we can get everything clicking, we'll be all right.
Coach, Clayton Patterson, you probably don't know him. He was a defensive player for DeSoto for the soccer team. Brought him up, and his biggest observation was just how well you guys surround the person with the ball. When it comes to your defense or your midfield or your forwards, just surrounding the DeSoto players and not giving them any lanes to really pass the ball or much space to, you know, have those 5-10 yard passes. And it was something that was very evident here tonight.
Well, we've really practiced that. We want our defense to hold them up and wait for help. Wait till you hear a turn. And the mids have to come over and help. And that way we have several options. And they're really buying into it. And our defense, I can't say enough about our defense. I mean, they go, who's this? Who do you think is? My defensive line plays hard all night. And they don't get the glory because they're the defensive line,
right.
But they're really good.
It just seemed like confidence wise, you guys really had it. You know exactly how to feed off of that, feed off the energy of everyone around. And, you know, I mean, playing an 80-minute game isn't easy. It's nice to have those substitutions come in, but those subs have to be ready to go into spots that are very, you know, that where there's some good, where there's a lot of responsibility. To keep up that same pressure. So when you bring in a midfielder for a midfielder, you probably expect them to keep swarming the ball, a defender to watch the back line, also to swarm, you know, close down the space. And so, you know, the fact that you rotate, it seemed to be about 5 or 6 girls here tonight, and they come in, and they don't give up goals either.
No, they we pay a lot of attention to the game. And I tell that, I go, you know, you're sitting on the bench, you got to watch your position. You got to see what they do. And my younger ones are really good at mimicking what the older ones do, and it's paying off.
And let's see here. We had Emma Goggle came in, got some minutes. Aaron Gantz did a good job. Emma Becker was good at pushing the ball forward for you guys out of the midfield, it seemed. And Maddie Oder, a starting midfielder for you, had some opportunities. But really, I mean, what impressed me even the most about the offense was, like you said, putting the ball hard onto the net as hard as you possibly can, and then, you know, getting into the right spots is also very, very beneficial to being able to score goals. When it came to the offensive side for you, tonight. What was the key to being able to put four goals?
We talk about it. We go, you know, it's if you watch even our goalie, any goalie, you put a hard shot in, very rarely do they catch it cleanly. It's going to bounce. It's going to bounce to the ground. So let's crash the goal. Let's keep crashing. We're not going to score a lot of breakaway goals. As you can tell, we missed several that were breakaway goals, but we're going to get the trash goals, and that's what we got to really work on. We got to work on concentrating. When that ball's bouncing, watch the ball, knee or ball, just punch it in. And they're doing really good at that.
Our Patsy's Furniture play of the game, Coach. I'm going to just I think I'll go with the free kick taken after the back pass was called, because that was a beautiful setup. Farr stepped on top of the ball, then you know sort of laid it off there for Gant, who then kicked it in pretty strong for you guys.
Yeah, those two play really good together. And, you know, I think she was more excited that it went in because it actually worked. When we have plays that work, they get excited.
That's really awesome. Patsy's Furniture, by the way, they say that you'll love to shop there. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. As for the Applebee's player of the game, Coach, I'm going to go with Julie Farr. I mean, I said her name a million times tonight, and with good reason. She took a couple of corner kicks that led to some goals. She was constantly in the middle of all of the action. I felt like she had her foot on the ball just about every single second of tonight's game. So for me, she was the difference maker here tonight.
Well, thank you. The kids, they get on her because she's like Mighty Mike. She's the littlest one out there most of the time, and she works hard. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and hopefully she'll enjoy that free entree there. Applebee's player of the game, again, going to Julie Farr, doing good in the neighborhood. Applebee's and Farmington. And, Coach, one last thing before I let you go. It's a two-part question and kind of two different thoughts. Your goalkeeper, Brianna Morgan, excellent game here tonight. I want to get your thoughts on her and then Hillsborough tomorrow night.
Brianna's improved so much. She's gotten more confidence. She's been our goalie last year, but the confidence in her, you can just see it. I mean, she's not thinking about when she should come out. She's either going or she's – I can't talk enough about her. She's going to be the reason we succeed because of the confidence which she brings forth towards the defense, towards the mids, towards the forwards. And Hillsborough's going to be tough because they're always tough. And this is our fourth game in a row, so we're going to be tired. But they seem to dig out of it all the time. So it'll be a good game, good conditioning this week.
Yes, certainly will be. Coach, congratulations on the win off to a 3-1 start. Best luck tomorrow against Hillsborough.
Thank you.
All right. That is Bill Farr, head coach of the North County Lady Raiders girls soccer team, joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Again, final score 4-0. North County gets the win. Bailey Roken got the first goal 3 minutes in. Julie Farr followed that up 2 minutes later with a goal of her own. And then Ella Gant with two goals in the first half at the 25-minute mark and at the 11-minute mark to seal the win for North County. All right, for DeSoto, they have to take on Fredericktown at Fredericktown High School on Friday. So that's their next game. And again, North County taking on Hillsborough. My great appreciation again to Clayton Patterson for joining me on the call, as well as Hal Neisler back in the KJ studio. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Wednesday night. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll have full game recap coming up on MyMoInfo.com later on this evening. And you can check out our pictures from afar at KJFF Sports on Instagram. Thank you again so much. Have a good night.
Comtree is excited to announce our capital campaign for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to be part of a life-saving project that will ensure a safe home for women and children of domestic violence. A Safe Place, the only domestic violence shelter in Jefferson County, has been empowering victims for over